This episode of Clearview Today is brought to you by Le Bleu Ultra Pure Water. David, how many bottles of water do you think you drink a day?
Well, actually, I only drink Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew, Strawberry Yoo-Hoo, and the occasional Pepto-Bismol.
Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew? Do they even make that anymore?
Fun fact, no. I have to make my own with McDonald's Sprite, and you guessed it, Texas Pete.
I am genuinely horrified to hear that.
Me too.
You know, unlike other bottled waters, Le Bleu water only has two ingredients, hydrogen and oxygen. Nothing more, nothing less. Le Bleu's award-winning ultra-pure water is the result of their patent-pending five steps beyond Mother Nature process, which eliminates the inorganic materials and creates uniquely pure water, free of contaminants and perfectly balanced and fresh tasting.
And Le Bleu produces only the highest quality, ultra-pure bottled water on the market. You can get them in 1 liter, 1.5 liters, 12 ounces, 20 ounces, or even in the 3 to 5 gallon water coolers. And best of all, Le Bleu Central conveniently delivers this pure refreshment right to your home or office.
That's right. Le Bleu delivers our water coolers right here to Clearview Church every single month like clockwork. And it's not just water. Le Bleu supplies the finest gourmet coffees, teas, and hot chocolates to accommodate every preference in your office. I'm talking Green Mountain, Starbucks, Krispy Kreme, Donut Shop. So whether you're looking for the perfect brew for yourself or for your workplace, Le Bleu has got you covered.
You can visit their website today at MyLeBleu, that's MyLeBleu.com, and use promo code TODAY, that's TODAY, for a 10% discount at checkout. Every single purchase you make using that promo code helps us here at the Clearview Today Show and gets you one step closer to the purest, most refreshing water you've ever tasted.
Thank you to Le Bleu for sponsoring this episode. Now let's start the show.
Where's my Mountain Dew?
You're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
You can find us online by visiting clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions for Dr. Shah or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028, or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right. We want you guys to help us keep the conversation moving forward. You can do that by supporting the show. You can share it online with your friends and family. Leave us a good 5-star review on iTunes or Spotify, anywhere you get your podcasting content from. We're going to leave a couple of links right there in the description box, so you can do just that.
You got more and more intense as that went on. We're going to leave a couple links in the description box so you can do just that.
Do just that.
Tuesday.
Ryan and John on the radio.
In the flash.
Remember when radio shows used to do
like that?
I wonder if they still do that.
I'm sure some do somewhere.
Hey, it's Clearview Today. Hold on 1 second.
There it is.
It was a little delayed. Oh, it's good to be back, man. Good to be back.
You guys went on vacation.
Well,
you seem unsure. I didn't see. Normally, Ellie's pretty good about posting pictures. I didn't see any pictures from the vacay.
We left for vacay on Sunday. We came back from the vacay on Monday.
What?
Here's what happened. We went down to Emerald Isle. My parents have a place down there. And so we were staying there. It's a trailer, you know, it's like a little double wide. And so that's what you don't want to be in a F5 tornado environment.
Oh no.
Now, I'm just joking. I don't think it was a F5, but it was it's storm season down at the coast right now. You understand what I'm saying? This time of year, from September to like October-ish.
This time of year, the coast be doing the most.
Space Ghost, coast to coast. And so we were down. Shout out to 90s kids. So we were down there, right? And so it was rainy. It was miserable. We got down there. We were like, well, I doubt we'll see the beach. But there's stuff to do on Emerald Isle.
Sure,
but
yeah.
But that lasts like a day. You know, it's just a little tiny island. So we went to dinner that night. And the rain was picking up. The wind was picking up. And then as we got to dinner, everything was like deathly quiet. And I was like, okay, this is fine. So we're in the restaurant. We're eating. And everybody in the restaurant's phone goes off at once.
That is one of my least favorite developments about cell phones.
I don't like that at all. Because like even if you got it muted, it like comes out the whole room, everybody's phone. I mean, it was like something out of a movie. And it was like, hey, tornado warning in the area. And like here in North Carolina, like that happens. Mm-hmm. So I didn't think anything of it. I was just like, well, whatever. That tornado's been spotted. It happens. and so we just go on about our meal as normal. Everybody ignores it, puts their phone away. And so the waitress comes by about 10 minutes later. We're sitting up against the window. They're like, hey, guys, we need to move y'all off the glass. There's a tornado heading like right for the restaurant.
Yikes.
So I was like, well, that's kind of disconcerting. But yeah. OK, so we pick up our food. We pick up our place. They move everybody to the middle of the restaurant. And then I was like, I don't know what came over me. I don't know if this is the white guy in me. I don't know if this is the approaching middle-aged dad in me. But I was like, I reckon I'll step outside and just see.
Yeah, I think I'll just look at it.
I think I'll just go outside and see what I see. So I go outside and I expect it to be like huge gale force winds, like massive rain. Nothing. Deathly still. Deathly quiet.
Which almost worse.
Which was scarier. I was like, this is an eerie feeling.
Yeah.
And like I could like raindrops were like dripping off the roof and I could hear it hit the ground. And I was like, this is odd. It was like someone hit mute on the world. And then I heard this sounds like I'm making it up, but I heard like a train in the distance.
Yikes.
And I said, let me get back inside. Let me get back inside this restaurant.
That adventurous spirit gone.
So we went back inside the restaurant, hunkered down. Nothing happened. Like 30 minutes passed. We got two kids with us. They're wondering what's going on. They're trying to play. Everybody's stressed. Everybody's frustrated. So everything passes. We get back to the house,
yeah,
which is just a double wide. And we're like, what do we do? Should we stay? And it's like, I mean, it's already passed. What's the odds that another one? As I say that, lightning strikes the ground, like just across the street. Boom! Like, I mean, I see it hit the, not our yard, but like across the street. And I was like, let's get off this island.
So we
just hoofed it right back.
Nice.
We went down there on Sunday, Monday night. We were back in our beds.
Well, I hate that your vacation got cut short, but I'm glad you're fine. Okay.
It was no big deal. Storms on the coast are just, they're just a different breed.
Yeah.
You know, you just don't want to, you don't want to play around here in like, we're right on the Virginia border here at the studio,
yeah.
But it's, you know, by the time a storm gets here, it's not that big.
We're pretty far inland,
but, yeah, it was fine. We went to a bunch of places. We took the kids to Marbles Museum. We took them all over like trampoline parks. We made a whole week out of it. So it was good. But
nice. So good.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely was talking about, well, maybe it's not that bad. And lightning just straight. It was like the Lord was saying, get off this island.
It's time for you to go. And now,
thank goodness we did, because Wilmington's and a lot of those surrounding areas around Carolina Beach saw a ton of terrible flooding after that.
Ooh,
so that was
yikes.
That was right before Helene hit.
Yikes.
So glad we did that.
Yeah. Write in and let us know your worst storm story. Have you ever had to evacuate, had to hunker down in a restaurant with two kids, like stressed, trying to figure out what's going on? Write in and let us know, 252-582-5028, or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. We'll be back after this.
Hello, Clearview family. I'm Nicole.
And I'm David.
And we want to talk to you today about the Clearview app.
You know, there are so many churches out there that put their sermons on YouTube and their announcements on Facebook and their prayer list on Periscope.
I didn't even know Periscope was still functional.
Oh, it's not. And that's why nobody can find their church's prayer list and nobody's prayers be getting answered. But here at Clearview, we believe in making our content as accessible as possible.
That's right. Clearview produces so much content every single week, including Dr. Shaw's sermons, original music, a full online store, weekly prayer gatherings, and so much more.
Not to mention the number one best-selling Christian talk show of all time.
I don't know if that's accurate.
Well, maybe not yet, but that's why we want people to download the app.
If you're listening from the Triangle area, we encourage you to check out Clearview Church in person. But if not, you can still follow all of our content on the Clearview app. It's 100% free on the Apple Store and Google Play Store. And best of all of our content is right there in one convenient spot.
Make sure you download the Clearview app today, and let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028.
That's right. We're here once again in the Clearview Today studio with Dr. Abadan Shah, who's a PhD in New Testament textual criticism, professor at Carolina University, author, full-time pastor, and the host of today's show. Dr. Shah, we were talking about some inclement weather on the top of the episode today, talking about when I went to the beach a couple weeks back and the tornado started coming straight for that restaurant. I don't know if you've ever done this, but have you ever been like in a storm or like people like, hey, a storm's coming. You're like, I just got to go outside and check. I just got to go outside and see it for myself.
Not me.
Like Like in India. But have you seen people do that where they're like,
we
I just gotta go
monsoons
look.
In India.
That's what I was about to ask.
Now, monsoons are different than these hurricanes. Now, we have typhoons,
mm-hmm. which is more of what we would think of as a hurricane, right?
Cyclones.
Right.
Like tornadoes and stuff. Typhoons.
Yeah, typhoons, cyclones. I don't know what the difference is between hurricanes and cyclones. Maybe somebody can look it up.
I
did that research years ago, but I forgot now. But yeah, we have cyclones and they devastate. Like what you're seeing here in Western North Carolina and Georgia and South Carolina and parts of Florida, Tennessee, Virginia. I mean, that's cyclone
stuff.
That's a cyclone.
So
a monsoon causes hurricanes. Monsoons are patterns of wind and rain that span huge continents and stuff.
Right. So what's the difference between a hurricane and a cyclone then?
So a hurricane versus
like in places like Bangladesh, uh-huh. I mean, they just have to prepare for a cyclone.
Yeah, it's
every
just like,
year
this is
going to be
gonna
happen.
Same.
It says they're the same.
Yeah, the National Oceans, NOAA, I don't know what the A's are for, but it says that hurricanes and typhoons are the same pattern, the same weather phenomenon, which are tropical cyclones.
Mm, okay.
So I guess
so they're under cyclones.
So yeah, mm-hmm. A cyclone can either be referred to as a hurricane or a typhoon.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, which one do you prefer?
A typhoon sounds pretty cool.
Typhoon,
you know,
sounds kind of cool, yeah.
I don't prefer either of them.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say.
True. Given the choice, I guess fair weather would be the best.
That was a trick question.
I prefer sunny skies.
Yeah, I do too. I prefer no inclement weather over here at the Clearview Today studio.
We've had enough for a while.
Yeah.
Our hearts are broken for people to the west of our state, western part of our state, and not just there, but also, South Carolina. We used to live very close to Anderson, mm-hmm. South Carolina. That's our old stomping grounds, Anderson, Spartanburg, Greenville, and then, of course, Toccoa, Georgia. But Toccoa, that area is okay, but further up. Pretty bad.
We talked a lot yesterday about the devastation that Hurricane Helene has caused, and we just kind of wanted to continue that discussion because there's still a lot left to do, and it feels like the only people talking about it are us. And when I say us, I don't mean the three of us around this table, but just us in this area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The further out you start looking, I don't see this happening very much. I'm kind of on the internet. I'm looking on Reddit. I'm looking on other internet forums, and I don't see a lot of discussion unless it's coming from the people who are directly affected.
Yeah, right.
I found it very interesting that there are a lot of people who are, are talking about it, but then there are people who are just completely oblivious to it, mm-hmm. or they just don't talk about it. It's like, why not? Why are we not seeing anything about that?
Right.
And maybe it's just the media.
Yeah.
The media has been very biased in this situation. Finally, after a week late, they're saying something about it.
Right.
And my question is,
why
do you
so
know,
long?
Week is too long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Too long.
It's much too long.
When you are stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a point where after Hurricane Katrina, George Bush showed up in New Orleans 3 days after everything settled.
Yeah.
He was torn apart for that. I remember there being a lot of discussion. I think that was in like 2005. I was in middle school, but I remember people being like, where's the president? Why isn't he here? Mm-hmm. I don't think Biden has still set foot on. I mean, maybe by the time this airs.
Yeah, he has now. But the response should have been immediate.
Right.
Because, Katrina was bad.
Yeah.
Very bad. But this, what people are saying, and I'm not talking about like us or me. These are Weather Channel people are saying, oh, this is much worse.
This is terrible. Yeah. This is really terrible.
Yeah. Because I feel like life has, relatively resumed in New Orleans. I mean, I feel like they're kind of back to, at least able to function.
Yeah.
But Western North Carolina, granted, this just happened, but still, I mean, they're going to be rebuilding for the foreseeable future.
There was a lot of discussion last week because the handling of this is not, and I get it. I get every single disaster or every time something like this happens, people will complain about the way things are handled. I completely understand that. But there's a lot of discussion talking about the Biden-Harris administration and their response saying that FEMA just doesn't have the funds. And there's a situation that was truly unprecedented in this part of North Carolina and the country. And they're just saying, we don't have enough money to fix it, guys. We just don't. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's
not an option.
What kind of response is
that? That's not
acceptable. That's not an option. You need to do whatever you can mm-hmm. to help these people. I mean, some of the videos we watched of families struggling. We've seen moms talking about their little child who got, you know, torn away from them.
Yeah.
Parents who died. I mean, they saw them drifting away and never heard from them again.
Yeah.
Right.
I've seen videos, thank goodness, of people pulling each other out of the water. Right. I mean, this is heartbreaking. This is not happening halfway across the globe. This is happening for us. Mm-hmm. 5 hours.
Yes.
Five hours to the west of us.
These are our friends. Yeah. These are our friends we've known for years.
Very well.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's frustrating because this is coming up and it's one of those things where this turns the discussion somewhere it doesn't need to go. And what I mean by that is a lot of people are really upset because FEMA doesn't have enough funds to make it through this hurricane season because of billions and billions being allocated to foreign aid.
Yeah.
And so then instead of bringing that up, which is a very legitimate thing to bring up, people are like, so what, you say we deserve it more? It was like, well, I mean, it's our money.
Yeah, of course.
But at the same time, no, we're not saying that we shouldn't be sending foreign aid. We're saying it's a straw man argument. Mm-hmm. What we're saying is the money was there for that. Why is there no money here for this?
Right. Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's a very obvious different set of priorities.
He made a statement last week and people on TikTok were blowing up about it, rightfully so, where he was like, listen, it's up to the American people to fund this.
Yeah, I'm disappointed.
I was like, what?
I'm very disappointed. I'm disgusted with
that.
Yeah.
Now, here is a live news report happening where Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia is talking about the damage from Hurricane Helene. Mm-hmm. And next to him is
President Trump
who is running for election. Mm-hmm. And he's here. He's on the grounds. He's talking to people. He's meeting people. And let's hear a few seconds here if we can.
We have lost 33 of our fellow citizens as a direct result of Hurricane Helene. But I'm here to tell you, in spite of such tragedy and heartbreak,
this is live happening.
There are many stories of hope and perseverance. Over the course of this past week, Marty and I traveled to Valdosta and Augusta and many communities in between. We spent time with linemen from all over the country who came to Georgia to help those in need and get their power back on.
Now, we pray. Some of our own are down near Anderson, South Carolina, which is right on the border of Georgia. You have Anderson, Livonia, Toccoa,
right?
You know, it's right there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, some of those linemen that he is referring to
are people.
Yeah. We didn't send them. They went with the power company.
Right. Oh, got you.
But
got
we
you.
Know them.
Got
we
you.
Know who they are, and they're giving us sort of an update of what's happening. And every one of them says it's worse than you realize.
Yeah. Mm. Some of our people have been saying that too. The people that we sent, are they in North Carolina? They staying there? They're not going down to Georgia?
There are some people who work with a power company and all. They're, of course, in South Carolina.
Gotcha.
It just happens that they were sent in that direction. There are others who are sent towards the western North Carolina side.
Gotcha.
So people have been sent everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But the people who have gone from our church, they have gone, of course, western North Carolina. We feel like we need to take care of these people first.
Yes,
there are people in Florida taking care of those people. There are people in South Carolina doing what they need to do. We need to do something. Because face it, North Carolina has been worst hit.
Yeah, that's true. That's where the
worst.
That's where the most damage was caused.
Damage has taken place. Mm-hmm. And it's been eerily silent from the national, from the federal, and the state government.
Yeah.
Which should upset us. I mean, if this tragedy happens in our backyard and nobody's talking about it, I mean, that's obviously targeted. That's it's intentional is what I mean.
Yeah, there's very, very little accountability. I saw something where it said FEMA spent $640 million on migrants alone, not on any disaster relief, not on any sort of natural disaster or anything like that, on migrants coming into the country. And so because of that, I mean, I truly believe them when they say, look, there's no money to help. I believe you.
Yeah.
I think you're telling the truth.
I believe that you have spent the money incorrectly.
Yeah, right.
My response would be find the money.
Find it.
Right.
Find the money. You cannot just say we just don't have it.
Yeah.
Find it.
And you can't
if
say
we're loaning billions and trillions of dollars of money that we don't have. Find that money.
Yeah,
find
it. And it can't be, well, we're going to find it. The American people are going to pull together. It's like, bro, you saw to it that we don't have no money.
Right.
We
right.
used to have money when yeah. the economy was good, but you
killed that.
Yeah.
And so we don't have no really money. Want 4 more years of this. And I would say no.
absolutely not. I don't know that we could survive it.
There's, you mentioned something about there's intentional silences, and I'm seeing reports and people are putting on Twitter that there are medical teams trying to access places like Burnsville and the Black Mountains, and their authorities there are actually threatening arrest. Like they will not let them into help.
That is insane to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, I have no firsthand information about that. So this is something we just have to wait and see how much of this is coming out as true. I don't know how much of that is.
Yeah, it's a Twitter post. It's not a news.
We don't know for sure. But if it is and people are genuinely good people trying to help, then yeah, I can see bad people trying to get in and in a bad elements trying to rob and steal. Okay, of course, definitely. Please stop them. But if there are people just trying to help and they are perfectly capable of doing that, mm-hmm. please.
True. And there's a lot of people saying that, hey, listen, you should really be donating to the churches. And the churches are the ones who are kind of distributing and sending their people in to help. There were other reports. And again, by the time you listen to this, these could be debunked or these could be confirmed. But there's other reports that the Red Cross is confiscating people's donations and then having the victims apply to receive them. Hmm. So like they're recovering. They're either still trapped or they're out. And now they're trying to get their provisions. Yeah. Exactly. And they're having to apply for them through the Red Cross in order to get them.
That's crazy to me. Yeah. What is maybe that's not true. Maybe it's just hearsay. Maybe it's just unsubstantiated.
Yeah. Again, we don't know for sure at this point. Maybe by the time this airs, all that has been cleared up and has been debunked, as John just mentioned.
Yeah.
And I pray that this would be the case. But if it's not, man, people are really genuinely trying to help and you're not helping.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's a gentleman in our church who has a team in the area who's talking about they have a team down there, and they were told that when they tried to donate to the Red Cross told them take it back. And at the same time, the Red Cross was telling people in line that they had to apply so that they could verify. So, I mean, again, all this stuff is people who are telling us stuff and writing into the show and saying, hey, I have a team. I've sent some guys down there and this is what we're hearing. So, yeah. I mean, maybe there's some truth. Maybe some of it's just frustration bubbling over. Yeah. But I mean, there's a lot to be frustrated over.
But the point is, the bedrock is that the response that should be coming from government is not there. Yeah. The coverage that should be coming from media is not there.
Yeah, this is the time where people do look to the government. And it's like, okay, you want big government. You want to govern us. You want to rule us. Let's see how you do it. These are the times that matter. Right. And it's
abysmal.
Not
surprising.
Well, it's not surprising that you get disappointed time and time again.
Right. We've seen some great, great videos. Maybe we can watch one and then maybe President Trump will make some remarks. Yeah, sure. We can watch that in a second. But this is where some horses were used mm-hmm. because of course, the roads have been washed away. ATVs cannot get in there. It's tough terrain, and you have to take in supplies. So check this out.
If you're listening on the radio, it's people literally like riding horses through flooding waters.
Yeah. Look at those boulders. I mean, those are huge portions of the road, okay, that have been torn to pieces.
And the text is saying, hey, listen, don't comply. Don't bow down. If you want to help, get out there and help.
Yeah.
Don't let them stop you from coming in and helping. No federal help. Firsthand knowledge.
Wow. 50% or more is being done by average Joes.
And that's supposedly Old Fort, North Carolina. Where is Old Fort, North Carolina? I mean,
you want to look that up?
I would love to know, because these are small communities that we don't know about. We know about Asheville. We know about Boone.
Chimney Rock.
Chimney
like
Rock.
That,
I mean, these are names that we know. But Old Fort, I don't know where that is.
It's near Black Mountain.
Okay. And that Black Mountain was hard hit.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So
very much so.
This is an important
just
place.
Just outside Asheville.
Okay.
Yeah, very west.
Now check this out. President Trump is speaking here now, along with Governor Kemp, talking to the people about what happened in Georgia and what needs to happen.
Some of them are looking back 25
years. This is live
years.
Now. We'll switch back over to a live view.
I want to thank the governor and everybody for having put out to the extent that they've had to, and it's really incredible. The some of the people that we met just now, Congressman Rick Allen, terrific person, Speaker of the Georgia House, John Burns, who's here, former Congressman Doug Collins. Where's Doug Collins? Is he around here? Doug Collins. What a nice guy he is. Oh, Doug, I haven't seen you in so long. You haven't changed. You look good. You look better, actually, if you want to. State Senator Max Burns, who's here, and District Attorney Barbie Christine. And we want to thank you, but we want to thank the people that are working so hard. And we're here in Evans, Georgia, to express our support, our love, and our prayers, and all of the communities, the suffering. It's not even believable when you look and you see the kind of suffering that's going on right now. But one of the biggest, I guess, question marks is the fact that there's so many people missing. I've never seen anything where so many, the numbers are so large of those that are missing, Governor, right? So that's something that hopefully they'll be found, and they'll be found very healthy, but it never looks great. Never looks great. Our hearts break for the more than 200 American families who have lost their lives already. Officially 200, and that number, unfortunately, is going to be going up. It's one of the deadliest storms in American history. More than two dozen Georgians have died, including a 27-year-old mother and her two precious babies who lived not very far from the from McDuffie County. And father, a lot of people knew these people. They're great.
That's a good point. I don't know if we've talked about how many deaths overall from Helene in North Carolina.
Must be almost unbearable. Don't know how you can even take it. The loved ones all over your county, all over your state, and all over a lot of other states. You have Florida. Think of it. You have Virginia. You have South Carolina, Alabama, North Carolina, maybe hit the worst. North Carolina is so bad. I want to thank Elon Musk, by the way, for his quick action with Starlink. He supplied a lot of equipment to the governor, to Georgia, and to North Carolina in particular. And he acted very, very quickly. They needed communication. There was no communication. The poles are down. The wires are down. And he acted really, really quickly. In fact, I called him, and I was getting thank you notices already from North Carolina and Georgia, and I wasn't off the phone with him. So I don't know what the hell he's, I guess he's got some kind of a little special deal going. He works pretty fast, I'll tell you, but he's been great. And Larry Ellison made a very big contribution, and a friend of the governor's and mine is right here, Steve Witkoff, who also made a very big contribution. Steve, we appreciate it very much. Thank you.
I mean, for Elon Musk to have, you know, jumped on this and done what he had to do, I think that is very commendable.
Yeah.
I mean, communication is our lifeline to be able to tell the world what's happening, to be a call out for help. You know, when you lose that, and when you go into the mountains, I've been there, I've hiked into the mountains before, I've hiked with groups, I've hiked with just one other person. And I mean, you go on and on.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you see a hilltop far away, and you think, oh, yeah, I'll be there in 15 minutes.
No way.
2 hours later, you're still not there.
Yeah, you'll be there at the end of the day if you're lucky.
Oh, yeah, and you're tired, you're exhausted. Now, imagine people like this who are hungry, tired, their spirits are broken, having to march through this you know, rearranged terrain.
Yeah, they just survived the storm. Yeah.
Yes, and the terrain is nothing but rocks and boulders and all of that. I mean, can you imagine?
Yeah.
Can you imagine the toll, the stress, the mental, physical, emotional fatigue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We might be a little short on time, but one thing I did want to mention, because you mentioned Elon Musk and his quick response, and that's one of the key things that I've learned about leadership from you and from working here at Clearview that I think people don't talk about leadership is the speed. You have to act. There are times where you have to act. Yes, yeah. And sometimes it's little things like we're sitting in service and something goes wrong, like the screens black out or the power, and people will just kind of stand around. And one of the things I learned from you is if you're a leader, you get up and you move.
That's right.
You don't have to like there are times where things will go wrong and everybody's aware. I don't have a plan, but I'm up and I'm moving.
Right.
You know what I mean? And
you formulate a plan as you go.
Right.
Well, I mean, look at it. President Trump is over here. He's already on the ground. He's talking. He's taking questions. I mean, let's listen to some of those things.
It's great. No. It's great. No, we work together. We've always worked together very well. Very, really well. It's top. Yes? Yeah, of course they are. It's been a terrible response from the White House. They're missing $1 billion that was used for another purpose.
Yeah.
And nobody's seen anything like that. No, from that standpoint, it's been terrible. Say it. I'm not thinking about voters right now. I'm thinking about lives. And to be honest, it's much bigger than anything else. But we're thinking about lives. A lot of lives lost. A lot of people missing. And that's what I'd be focused on right now.
That's a great answer.
Yeah, that is a great answer. Look how quick they were with that lower third, by the way. That was pretty cool.
If you'd like to help out the victims of Hurricane Helene, there's lots of ways to do that. One is by partnering with organizations like Baptists on Mission or Samaritan's Purse, organizations that are helping on the ground. If you're still searching for ways to do that, you can contact us here at the Clearview Today Show, and we would love to put you in touch with entities that are operating there, local churches, local relief organizations, to make your gifts, make the impact that they need to make. You can contact us at 252-582-5028 or visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Don't forget, you can partner with us financially on that same website. Scroll to the bottom, click that donate button, and let us know it's coming from our Clearview Today Show family.
And if you want any of those donations that you make to go to the hurricane relief, you can put that in the
memo field, yes, in the notes field. Mm-hmm. Yep. Just mark that it's for the NC flood relief, and we will get those donations where they need to go.
That's right.
Make sure you guys join us for tomorrow's episode. Lots of great content coming your way the rest of this week. We love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow on Clearview Today.